When talking about Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Kifashanu, the Balatanya in Luketi Torah and Parshas Hazina, there's something so beautiful. It says every single one of us has a spark of godliness within us, a nitzotz of Elokus. And what happens is sometimes our love towards Hashem is aroused, each one according to their capability, their ability, and then it falls again. We rise and we fall. And as we fall, that spark of godliness, of divinity, gets covered over. That's kipashan. Because pshia is found in the Torah when it comes to shomrim. For example, we have the laws of guardians. Shemesacha, shemechinam, shayel, seicha. People that are looking after or borrowing or renting someone else's item. So for example, a shemechinam, someone who is an unpaid watchman, is looking after someone else's item, the ming vase, for free. A shemechinam is generally not liable for things that happen. Things get stolen, things get lost. He wasn't getting paid anyway. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay. However, a shemichinam is chayav for pshia. He's looking after someone's ming vase, and he goes and takes it and puts it in the middle of the road, and a car comes and smashes it over. That's negligent. That's absolutely negligent. So, of course, he has to pay. So, says the Baal HaTanya, this nitzot of Elokus, this spark of godliness that we have within us, that needs to be guarded. It needs to be guarded that it shouldn't get lost. And if we are poshea, if we are negligent, then we're responsible for that. Just like the ming vase. So what do? When it comes to the ming vase, you'll have to pay. What about this nitzitz of elikus, this spark of godliness that we will poshea with? The tikkun of it, says about Atani, is machal lanu. Machal is the gilui of a rotzen, it's the revelation of desire. When a person is having an argument with his friend, that desire goes away. And when they reconcile, that desire for connection comes back. So how do you reveal that desire for connection? It's through rewiring. Akiras haratzen me'umke de'liba. Rewiring the desire from the depth of one's heart. That's tshuva. The idea of tshuva, of coming back, of restoring the relationship, of doing that work, of repairing, that brings back the nitzitz of Elokus. So mechal lanu malkeinu, we ask Hashem to pardon us because we've gone through this process of tshuva to bring back the spark of godliness that we were negligent in guarding in the first place. So we make sure that in the future we'll guard it better. We'll take our responsibilities towards Hashem more seriously. And therefore through charata, through feeling this sense of being, of regret deep in our hearts, we're revealing our true desire to come close to Hashem, which itself removes the desires to do things that Hashem doesn't want us to do, of doing avirus, which itself triggers mechal lanu malkeinu kifashanu, that ultimately it's in our hands because we are guardians of the most precious, precious gift in the world. And therefore, we are able to bring it back through Akiras HaRatzon.